I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. No less than three local non-chain restaurants have closed their doors this month or are in the process of closing. Inateka, Chatham's, and Julep Cup, and those are just the most recent establishments to make the list. So we want to know what's going on here. We're putting that question to the editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms. Welcome to the Business Side.
Hi, good morning, Alan. Thanks for having me.
So is this a disturbing trend, or is it more the fact that restaurants come and go all the time?
I think it's the fact of a robust dining scene in Lexington. And you're right, Julep Cup, Inateka, and Chatham's, all three closed in a month, kind of a triple whammy. But it does point to the fact that there's just more competition out there for dining dollars and more options for diners to choose from. So, you know, for the folks like me who like to eat out, that's a good thing. But for the restaurant owners, I guess it means that there's some more challenges to be had.
Yeah, one of the owners cites the rise of the barn out of the Summit at Fritz Farm and also the distillery district.
Yeah, a lot of those little entertainment areas are cropping up. There's also the Jefferson Street corridor where Inateka was, has been developing for a few years now. You mentioned the Summit and the distillery district. We have Hamburg, downtown. There's really restaurants cropping up all over the place.
And another thing we want to make people aware of, you guys have reported in your magazine about a growing stable of event venues in Central Kentucky that are operated by chefs and catering companies and restaurants. Talk a little bit about that that rise.
That's something that we've noticed. There's a real uptick in catering companies or chefs opening private event spaces tied to their businesses. We have places like there's the Apiary and Malone's closed down south to open Malone's Prime. You have the venues at the Grand Reserve, and now here in early December, the Main on Main is getting ready to open in the Chase Tower downtown. That's from Dupree Catering. And we talked to several chefs and catering companies who said it's almost offers a home field advantage in being able to service, cook in their own dedicated kitchen, but also service their own event space, and that as the economy has kind of continued its rebound, more folks are eating out, but they're also hosting events. So a lot of folks locally are trying to capitalize on that.
Well, if we look at that as far as a trend, then I expect those folks expect a robust season coming up.
I would think so. You're right, headed into the holidays and wedding season, hot on the heels of that. And with bigger spaces, too, Tom Evans, he's the general manager at Dupree Catering, he said with their Main on Main space especially, it'll be able to accommodate more people. And previously, those events might have gone to some of the hotels, particularly the downtown hotels, just because their one space is big enough around town. So it really lets them capture a new part of the business with that as well.
And one would expect, since these are chef-prepared meals, that they're maybe a tick above what your standard hospitality venue would be able to offer.
One would imagine. These are some pretty talented chefs, and a lot of times with catering companies especially, they're more behind the scenes. So these private spaces, they can really kind of bring their chefs and put them into their spotlight and let their cuisine shine.
Could we see a day where there are maybe too many of these venues cropping up around town?
Time will tell. If it follows along the same track as kind of the restaurants, that's an indication, I think, of a maturing and robust market. We're going to have openings and closings, so that just comes along with it, I think.
All right, so we have Main on Main getting ready to open. Any buzz about any other, let's say, restaurants that are getting ready to roll out?
No, we have a few opening. There's the Bridge Pizza. They're opening up on Romney Road. Really, that's the only one on my radar right now.
And where on Romney is that going to go?
That's going in across from Suggins and the Tulip, next to where the Market on Romney is set to open, I'm hearing, as early as spring. They've just released some renderings of the new neighborhood market that's going in there. So even Romney Road is set to become a dining destination in Lexington.
And I know people in that neighborhood have lamented the loss of that Kroger for a long time, so something will be going into that space.
That's right. It was a blow to the neighborhood. And so we'll have a neighborhood market back in Chevy Chase.
That's all the time we have today on the Business Side. Our guest has been the editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms, and you can hear our complete conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
All right, you too. Thank you, Alan.